And again, I'm joined by Rhonda Reif, and we talk ways to live better, ways to feel better, ways to use ancient techniques to find ways to live better. And one of those ancient ways is the Chinese art of feng shui, and we've been talking about that. Actually, we've been doing a sort of a little trip around your office, a trip around your home, a trip around your bedroom, a trip around any place that you may be wanting to go into. But there are nine different places that all have different meanings in terms of where you are in your business, where you are in your house, where you are in a specific room. And we talked about relationships, and we talked about family, I believe. I think, did we talk about children, too? Is that right?
Yes, we talked about children a couple of months ago.
Okay, and today if I'm looking at this this map and I'm looking at it as if it is my house, it would be my front door or the opening to my garage, one of those two. But it's called travel and also helpful people, and I'm not sure how those two go together, but what exactly are we talking about in terms of if you have something in that, the energy in that particular area, helpful people, for instance, what exactly are we talking about?
Well, so that the listeners can kind of get a visual, just a reminder, the Bagua of Feng Shui looks like a tic-tac-toe board, and the travel helpful people is actually in the bottom right-hand corner. So if your house was, say, 60 by 30, you would divide it into segments of 20 by 10, and each one of those little squares then would be a specific section. So today we're talking, and you stand at your front door, and that's how you determine where you're going to draw your lines.
Okay.
So the lines don't necessarily follow a specific room. There could be more than one room that falls into that specific, you know, squared off section. So it's the bottom, the very bottom thing, very close to the front door. It's just to the, you know, the right of center. So that is the travel and helpful people corner, like you said. So the thing is that people don't realize that we need people to help us, and we can't accomplish anything. You know, whether it's driving a car, we need people that are going to manufacture those cars, people that are going to sell those cars, people that, you know, get the gasoline, the stores that sell it, you know, the oil and maintenance and all of those things, driver's license stations. There's just a plethora of things that go along with everything in our life. So we just don't ever stop to think about how many people, you know, like who actually created that stoplight for us to stop at when we're driving. So there's lots of things out there that we need help for and to do that. So if you're looking for something that specifically that you need help for, this is the section to look at. And again, with feng shui, you do not want clutter in any, you know, area or broken things or things that are, you know, just sort of distracting to appear in those particular things. And in all of feng shui, and we're going to end up, you know, before the series is done, talking about all the nine different things over the course of the next few months. But if you don't know where to begin in your house, this is absolutely the section that you should start in. It's the one that deals with you can't really make a move anywhere else unless you've got people that can help you, you know, whatever that happens to be, whether it's health, you need medical people to help you, you know, whether it's, you know, earning a living, you need either somebody to hire you or you need customers. So this is the absolute, I'd have to say, this is the advice I give anybody that's saying, I don't know where to start. Start in this particular section. And one of the things that you can do is you can create with kind of a wish box, and you can get it. It should be silver. So if it's wooden, you know, paint it silver, or if it's metal, make sure it's silver. And you can put in there your three top things that you are wanting to accomplish, or three people that are going to help you with something specific, or three places that you want to travel to, because this is also about travel. So it has to do with that. So mentors, people who are mentors, you would want to put pictures of places you've either been or places where you'd like to go. This might be a place that you have an office. You might have a globe or a map, you know, all of those kinds of things. And so a lot of people, and also with feng shui, if your garage is attached to your house, it actually becomes part of the Bagua. So you need to, you know, include that into that. Because you said that about, oh, it's my garage. And I'm going to tell you, Steve, that the majority of houses, a lot of them have it where their garage is. They're in their travel helpful people section, which just makes sense because that's what you're traveling with, is your car or your bicycles, or maybe you store your canoe in there, you know, those kinds of things. So if it's attached,
It is exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's where the car with has an automatic garage door opener, and you put you drive into the garage, and my bicycle is hanging to the right in our garage, so it's hanging upside down. So I've got the car is there, the bike is there. And it also has a lawnmower, too, because I guess that's helpful people or whatever. I'm helping to dress up the lawn a little bit. But, helpful in a business, this is also, if you're looking at it from a business standpoint, I don't know how many businesses or how many offices I've been in, but this is also the opening generally. This is the way a lot of offices are set up, too. This is the entryway into the office.
And oftentimes then they have a receptionist sitting there who's going to help you.
Right.
With some particular thing. So, even if you look at some of the big box stores, a lot of times, if the door is down there at that particular section, that's where the carts are, or customer service, or, things like that, the door greeters. So, people don't realize that I think intuitively we do this a lot. Like even people who design homes or whatever, maybe they don't know why they prefer to have the garage, or maybe houses sell better with the garage on the right hand side of the center of the door. But it's there, and it works within our subconscious, and that's what happens. Is this sort of messages trigger our subconscious mind and remind us of that. And keep in mind that the lawnmower is also a way to travel. Like you're traveling. I don't know if it's a push mower or a riding mower, but that would have a lot to do with it too. So we intuitively kind of do those things. And then the other thing you can do is if you get a big silver shopping bag or some kind of a little silver gift bag. And the colors of this particular area are silver, gray, black, and white. And so those are colors that are going to help to intensify the energy in this particular area. The element is heavy metal, like a hard metal. So things that are metal, like you would want metal picture frames or metal wind chimes or, whatever it is that you want to decorate with, that's going to accentuate that energy as well. And then you can just put all of these things in there, like people that you meet that are helpful, or places that you want to travel, then, stick those all in that bag and put them in the bag and keep them there. And it doesn't have to be sitting out in there. It could even be like a little box or whatever. But this is going to help you to sort of set that subconscious intention of these are things that are going to work as a relationship, or they're going to be places I'm going to travel. So if you're trying to sell your house, this would be even a place that you could put, a contract of your house and it's sold and how much money you want to sell it for. Stick that into the little box or the little bag. And it just sort of sits there, and we sort of send that energy out to sort of manifest. So again, this is a really important area of the feng shui. It does affect the head. So mm-hmm. This is another area where if you're having a lot of headaches or a lot of congestion, maybe you're having issues with memory or, brain fog or, whatever, this would be an area to look and see, okay, is this an area that I got a lot of clutter, or do I spend too much time in my head? Is it too busy? So those are the things to help with that as well. And then the shape is round or oval. So this is a place where, an oval picture frame or things that are like an oval table would be a better accent for attracting that travel and helpful people energy than, say, a square one. The square one fits better in the earth section or the family section.
I'm looking at it as if I go past that and go to the front door, and we've got right there, there are pictures of my daughter took of Europe that are hanging on the wall in this same section too. So, and we've got pictures of Snake Alley as well. So all the Snake Alley pictures are all in this one area. So there's an entryway into where you are going to go, and also to find help when you need help. So this is a way, but the feng shui process is really to just make sure you remove clutter and that you you put the right things in the right places, and you'll be a happier person. Is that the idea?
Well, and that's where you begin, but it goes a lot deeper than that. So, like, for instance, it could actually be used as a way to look and see what, like, if you're having something that you're not getting any traveling, or you're not having, any kind of people coming in to help your life, then you can start to look at that particular area of the Bagua and say, oh, yeah, look at all of this stuff that's been sitting here, all these books I've been going to read, or all these things I've been going to do, or, those things. So you can kind of use it as a diagnostic test to see maybe where your life is out of balance, but it's a way to also bring and balance that particular energy. It's a way to manifest. So like if you weren't going and traveling anywhere, this would be a way for you to actually sort of, you know, put a light on that, match on that light and get this going, because that would be someplace for you to manifest where you want to go and what you want to do. And the number for this particular section is 5. We've given a number for each one of the bhagwas. And so it's a 5, which the number 5 in Pythagorean mathematics is about travel and variety and courage and freedom and, you know, just being explorative and trying new things. So this is also going to have that same kind of energy with that too. So if you are somebody who's maybe, you know, been trying to make a decision, or you're just like, you know, could even be skydiving, you know, it doesn't have to be a regular normal travel of, you know, car or bus or train. It could be something like that. And you're like, I just don't know if I want to do it. This would be the place that you could go and you could sort of contemplate it, kind of look at the energy of that particular area of your house. And that's going to help you to make those decisions about, you know, maybe trying something outside the norm, something that you wouldn't normally do. It's going to give you that sort of freedom or that courage to go out and sort of, you know, blaze new trails.
All right. And that is helpful, people. Travel, which is the number 5, and it's the entryway, and it's pretty much an entryway, I would say, into a lot of houses and into a lot of businesses. And if they want a map of this, where do they go to find this this colored map that I'm looking at right now?
Well, they could probably just Google Bhagwa.
Okay.
If they wanted to do that, B-A-G-U-A. And, you know, there's lots of different things out there. There's things with that, too. The one that we're talking about, though, is considered the black hat method, and there's one that's the compass method, and the compass method is a lot more complex, and you have to know the degrees and the directions and all of that.
Okay.
The type of feng shui that we're talking about is the more simple one, where you just stand at your front door and you do the tic-tac-toe board over the top of your, you know, your property, your house, your room, you know, whatever it is that you want to do. So that's it, too, and you know, that's probably one of the easier ways to get it as well.
By the way, we're in the Lion's Gate portal, and you said you were going to tell me exactly what the Lion's Gate. It's Leo the Lion, which is what the month in the calendar. But it's what is the gate portal? Why is that so important?
Okay, so this started on July the 26th, and it's going to go until August the 12th, but the high point of the day is August 8th, 8-8. So there's, again, that thing with numbers where there's that sort of strong number pull where it's a repeating number. So on August 8th is when this portal completely opens, and it's an astrological astronomy kind of event that happens every year, and it's when a portal is something that opens, and so it's easier than to manifest, create, envision, accomplish things. And so this has started opening on the 26th of July. It's going to be completely open on August the 8th. And then it's going to start to, you know, sort of start to close as it gets closer to the 12th. And then it will close again on the 13th until the next year. So right now is the time to be sending out new contracts. If you're looking for the new job, if you're wanting to change things in your life, if you're wanting to create things or manifest things or win things, you know, it's just like, it's interesting. I said to one of my friends with this lottery ticket that was the $1 billion ticket, I said, somebody's going to win during the Lion's Gate portal, because this has been going on since April. And sure enough, somebody won, you know, last week. So, you know, it didn't happen necessarily on August the 8th, but it is one of the days that's one of the most fortunate and lucky days of the year. And again, if you look at, in Asian culture, you know, they started the Olympics on 8-8, and they do things with eights in their phone numbers in 1988. And so 8 is considered a very fortunate number and the number of abundance in the Asian culture. And so although the Lion's Gate portal is not limited to just the Asian culture, it does reinforce that numerical vibration, that energy that's happening. So now's the time to keep positive thoughts, to, you know, manifest things, to reach out to maybe, you know, contacts that you were wanting to try to do partnerships with, or old clients that you're trying to get back. Maybe it's, you know, just wanting to heal a relationship, because this is all about manifesting and creating things in a positive thing. It's not just about financial gain.
Gotcha. Opportunity is knocking in the Lionsgate portal. And again, they want more information about you, anything that you do, your website, the best one to go to, LaRonda?
Actually, you know, if they go to RhondaReif.com, and that's R-E-I-F as in Frank, .com, RhondaReif.com, they can click on a link that'll take me right to my Facebook page, to my LinkedIn page. It'll take you to my YouTube channel. And so there's a lot of things that you can do for that. If they're interested in more of the holistic sessions that I do, then they would want to go to the StressManagementShop.com. But, you know, they can also find me on Facebook or call me. I still have a phone. It's 319-752-0175.
All right. Rhonda Reif joining me in August. She'll be back in September. Rhonda, have a great month, okay?
Thanks, Steve.